Hi everyone, we would like to welcome you today to the Journey Visions. The Journey Visions is a Path to Sustainability podcast. It's a podcast, a series of participants of the EIT Climate Kick Climate Change Summer School. In this program, we aim at capturing different participant visions and their joint projects to fight climate change challenges. Here, we are Mustafa and
Vipka from the Transalpine Journey.
Today, we speak with our coach, Laura. First of all, before we start asking you, we would like to get to know you better. Can you please start by giving us your name, a place you would call home, your education background, Laura?
Hi, Vipke. Hi, Mustafa. My name is Laura Janssen. A place that I call home. Actually, I've lived in different parts of planet Earth. So in Africa, in Latin America, in Asia. And I feel at home pretty easily, almost everywhere. At the moment, I'm living in Munich, Germany, and I'm also from Germany. And my education, I studied a broad, crazy variety of topics in my bachelor and master. So it included journalism, arts and general studies and communication. And I have worked in the field of education for the last 7 or 8 years now. Partly at university, the other part as a self-employed trainer and coach. And I work in the field of education for qualification programs which tackle global challenges.
Wow, that's already pretty inspiring. Would you be able to say 3 words that describe yourself the best?
I think I'm curious, so that would be the first word that comes to my mind. I think, or what I sometimes hear from others, is that I can also be persistent. So if I really am interested in something and if I really am motivated to do something, then I can be like really keep going with all the ups and downs included. And I think maybe optimistic as well. So also regarding climate change, so to be honest, I have no really specific idea how we should solve this issue, also with the 2 degrees, for example. But I'm still optimistic that, yeah, it will work somehow, so that we will have some progress.
I think this is somebody that everybody should learn more from that. And I would like to ask you more than what's your motivation to join the journey?
So, yes, as I said, I work in the field of education, and I do this, of course, on purpose, because I really believe that that we actually do have so many competences, skills, and also motivation already within all of us. And that it just needs to be fostered and maybe guided a bit. But we should definitely use this incredible amount of knowledge, collective brain power and united skills to solve those urgent challenges that we are facing today. So I think the journey is really a unique experience, also for me as a coach, as the journey unites different essential aspects, or aspects that I think are essential for change and for tackling climate change. We have enabling, and we have actions. The journey creates a community and is also offers the infrastructure for you to be able to realize your project with all the other programs that are offered by Climate Kick.
If you would allow us, I would also like to ask you then, what is the most interesting thing for you within the field of sustainable development?
You mean sustainable in development in kind of so in connection with the sustainable development goals maybe? Or maybe it's just popping
exactly
up to my mind at the moment, because I did some workshops together with the United Nations around this topic in the past. So I think because I've lived and worked in Malawi for some time, I strongly see the connection of from climate action, so SDG 13, to SDG 2, Zero Hunger, which for me personally, because of my experience in Malawi, it's really one of the essential SDGs and connections to Climate Kick, to climate action. So if you consider all the droughts and desertification and so on, which we will face in the future, then I think climate action also related to food production in rural areas or in developing countries, it's for me personally a really interesting and important topic.
And if you would come to say there is an event that happened to me and impacted me and pushed me more and motivated me to become engaged in sustainable development or climate action, what would that thing be?
Yes, I think that actually is what I just mentioned, my time in Malawi as a starting point. So when I was 15, I had the idea that it was just a really crazy idea at that moment. But I thought it might be interesting to live and also maybe work on every continent for at least half a year to experience different mentalities and life conditions, life situations. So to see what kind of problems the people over there are facing. So I started off with Malawi, and that really was one of the most intense times of my life. I was working in education as well. So I worked in projects around health and around education. So in a hospital and in a school. And it was hard because some of my students were dying, and on the one hand side it was so tough and intense, and on the other side I had so many learnings, and I don't know, it somehow, yeah, I still have learning from back then, and it's really long ago now. So after that, I thought I would like to go to Asia for half a year, and I worked in a marine biology program, so at a marine biology station, and from there it somehow kept going. Then I went to Latin America to work in a project around participation in rural areas with local communities. Yeah, but I think the starting point was this crazy idea when I was 15, and that I somehow realized it more by coincidence. But from that, it shaped my path, I think, a lot.
It is already, it's getting a bit tough. And I can really see that this would be really the turning points, as to say, for you, as you mentioned.
Yeah.
But I would like also to ask you, what was your inspiration then? And what keeps you going? Like, it can be a person, a thing, a celebrity, a pet. The thing that's your biggest inspiration.
I think I probably have to disappoint you in a way that I don't have like this one source of inspiration. But I think regarding a source of inspiration, I would go for my eyes and my ears. So having open eyes and open ears, for example, if you walk around, can be in your neighborhood, in your local surrounding with open eyes, you see so many different challenges in general, but also related to climate change every day. And open ears might be even more important. So I really like to meet other people, and really like all different kind of people. So inspiring people can be everywhere. So for example, I was once invited to discuss the topic innovation for society with our chancellor, with Angela Merkel. So we were like 100 experts from all over the world to be invited in this, I think it's called Chancellery in Berlin. And it was so interesting to have all these experts from so many different countries at one spot for two intensive days. Even if I was, I have to admit, really nervous to discuss it with our chancellor. And to be honest, the whole setting in this room, which I normally just knew out of TV and from the news, and being live streamed and everything, it was with all those impressive personalities, I felt a bit intimidated. But it was really, really inspiring. But on the other hand, I see as much inspiration from, for example, the students in the journey. So to give you an example for that, 2 years ago, I had a team discussing the issue how many hours would people be comfortable to travel in trains. The aim was to try to influence people to shift from airplanes to trains. And we discussed it for a while. That was 2 years ago. And I was really inspired by this discussion and by those students 2 years ago. And I thought last year, okay, I will give it a try. And as nobody else felt like joining at this point, and also my boyfriend didn't have time, so I took my son, who was 3 years at this moment, and we both together alone went on a train ride, which took us like 6,500 kilometers through different countries up to the Arctic Circle and back. And I wouldn't have done it if there wouldn't have been this inspiration from the student. So actually what I want to say, it can be, everybody can be an inspiration. And I think it's important to exchange with other people, to see other people as inspirational sources and to listen. So I'm really glad that I can do this journey again, because I think it's not only that I try to foster some learnings in you, so in the students, but I as much learn at least as much from you as you hopefully do from me.
I'm really glad to see that humble opinion of you, and that really makes me personally as well glad. And I would like to ask you one thing about your, as a researcher, as a scientist, what's your favorite sustainability tool? Is it a book, a podcast, newsletter, journal like Bio or Nature, or a website?
It isn't anything scientific at all. So actually I really get a lot out of newspapers. So it might be like Guardian, for example, or New York Times. There are so many different sources of newspapers out there. And I think also an important aspect is, on the one hand side, I try to keep up to date with the challenges and the current state of where we are at facing these challenges. On the other side, I also try to get some positive news. I think it's also important to have some positive news from time to time, which you can also find in newspapers or online, of course, so that you keep being motivated and not getting too frustrated and totally hopeless. Yeah. So, but of course, there are also some really good books and so on. But for me, I think it's probably like newspapers.
That sounds really good. Thank you very much so far. If it's okay, I'll take over now.
Yeah.
And I mean, we have talked a lot about sustainability now and about your background. What we haven't discussed yet is actually the journey, the reason why we're all here. Can you maybe just real short in like 1 minute or a couple of sentences, can you tell us what the journey is actually about and what maybe the background is?
Yes. So the journey now is a system innovation approach, which I really, really like. So that means that it is not aiming for like single spot solutions anymore, like maybe a business solution, but really taking a holistic approach in looking at the whole system, not only finding solutions for problems or challenges popping up everywhere, but really trying to go to the root cause and shifting whole systems, which of course takes time. And what I like about the journey is that it's a really intensive program, and I mentioned a little bit of this in the beginning, so which consists of really enabling and empowering students and people. And I personally think that I don't really have to empower so much in you, as I believe that, or I can definitely see it, that within the participants there lies everything that is needed already. What I think I do as a coach is just to maybe trigger some aspects, so maybe trigger some, a little bit the mindset or some actions, and just show you what you are all able about. So then in the first phase of the journey, you have this feeling of knowledge exchange and hopefully discovering how great you are and what kind of great skills and motivation and knowledge you already have. And then it shifts into being more action orientated, so really trying to develop some projects. And it doesn't have to be that you really fulfill these concrete projects afterwards, but it's more about having this learning and being equipped for, yeah, basically for your whole life and for your career to use it whenever you need it. Maybe you can adapt it also to different contexts and situations. But yeah, it's for you to have the spirit and to acknowledge of that you are capable of doing so much and that you are capable of being a change agent and really drive this change. And that's what I like about the journey. And as I said, around this is also real nice infrastructure provided by Climate Kick. So I have teams from 2 years ago who are still at the market and went through different accelerators provided by Climate Kick. So yeah, if you really want to get going, I think you have this great community and infrastructure there that you have everything you need.
I think I can only agree to that. As a participant for the first 2 weeks, it is really everything like what you're saying. It's really inspiring to work with a lot of different people.
Thank you.
And yeah, I can just agree with everything. Another question. So you've already addressed and the SDGs, the Sustainable Development Goals, mm-hmm. when you were working in Malawi on SDG 2, Zero Hunger.
Yes.
But now let's relate it to the journey. So in your opinion, how does the journey contribute to the SDGs and which SDGs are specifically addressed?
I think which SDGs specifically are interesting for you, that also depends a little bit on where your drivers are and what kind of interests you personally have. But I think that almost all of the SDGs go hand in hand with SDG 13, climate action. Because climate action, of course, is related to life below, so life on Earth, life in the water, so marine biology. It's connected to clean energy, which is an clean and affordable energy, which is an SDG. Of course, to education as well, to zero hunger, also to health. If the planet heats up, there are also strong health issues that we face. So I think the SDGs probably symbolize quite well how interconnected those systems are. And climate action is really important for all of those systems. So it really has to be tackled and considered.
Yeah, that is true. Climate change really does relate to all of the SDGs. I think it's actually one of the only ones, maybe with the last one, like the collaborations.
Yeah.
Now, we would also like to talk about the education mm-hmm. a little bit. And I mean, all of this should lead to some action taking. And we, of course, hope that a lot of young people are tuning in and listening to this podcast. Do you have any advice for them how to engage in climate action, what they can do in their daily life?
Okay, so maybe my first suggestion would be to connect, to find some peer group or an NGO that you maybe would like to work with or for. It can be also a student project or campaign. So that might be easier. I mean, you don't have to reinvent the wheel, but to find something that really interests you, and then you connect with others, as you are then normally like more motivated, and maybe you can mm-hmm. also like convince your peers to get active. Then secondly, so I think believe in yourself. That's really important. That covers a little bit what I already said regarding, I really think that you are capable of being this change. So you yourself should also believe in it. And then, yeah, to really get active, you really have to bridge it to action. So I think you can also start small. That's totally fine. So don't put too much pressure on you. You cannot save the world alone. But it's a nice step just to get active. So I personally think that you don't have to be like going vegan 100% or never sit in a car again or so, but just because that might be a too high barrier to start doing so. So just release the pressure a bit. And the most important thing is really to get active somehow. You can start small with some actions. It's always nice to convince your peers to follow you. And yes, I think if everybody does it, then we might have a better ecological footprint altogether, and maybe we use less earth than we do now. So yeah, this would be the three things: connect, believe in yourself, and then really start. You can start small, but you have to start.
These are really great advice. Thank you very much. I just need to remember, when we calculated our ecological footprint from our journey group a couple of days ago, I think all of us together on average, we are consuming about 2.6 earth,
yeah.
Earths. I don't even know what the plural is of earth.
Yeah, that so might be. Yeah, people in Germany, they need normally 3 earth. If you see at what time we have this overshoot day in Germany, so you would probably need like 3 earths. So 2.5, it's at least a bit better than the average in Germany. So yeah, but it's still frightening.
Yeah, that is really true. So we really need to act upon it, and we really need to change our behavior. And it is really urgent, because we do not have the resources to sustain this way of life for much longer.
Yeah, the natural resources, yes.
One last question. So what do you think, in your opinion, what are the most efficient ways to fight the climate crisis, in your opinion? If you have to name 3, what would it be?
I think there's this one approach that you can go for, if you are interested in which area or which subsystem you might consider to fight climate change, which is the subsystem that has the highest potential. There are books like Project Drawdown, for example. You can also find it on Google, or just Google top 10 solutions to reverse climate change. There you can find like really concrete areas where there might be high potential for huge impact. On the other hand, I think it's also important to put some pressure on politics and governments, because it has to go hand in hand. So of course we can come up with innovation on the one hand side, but on the other hand also there need to be some shifts, and there need something to be done by politics and government. So putting a pressure would be another step. And maybe to bring it back to you, to the one person, if you maybe can combine it with your career, then of course you have a lot of time to dedicate to this aim, which might be nice and worth it. And I think you can work in different settings, you know? I mean, you can work in education around this topic, climate action, or you can work in an NGO, or if you are more the startup type, there are chances here. Or of course, if you're working in company, that's also can be a huge leverage point here to create some change, maybe as an entrepreneur. So connecting.
So many opportunities.
Yeah, it's really many. You just have to use them.
Cool. Thank you very, very much.
Thank you.
And we'll just play a really, really quick game. So I'll give you 2 options.
Okay.
And you just need to tell me what your preferred option is. Oh. It's all very sustainable. So I hope you can relate, but I'm pretty sure you will.
Okay, let's see.
Okay, here we go. Electric car or public transport?
Public transport.
Organic or local?
I honestly buy everything, or almost everything organic, but not everything is locally regarding fruits and vegetables yet. So I still have to do some improvements
okay.
there.
Mm-hmm. Bike or walking?
Walking.
Train or bus?
Train. I get really sick in buses and cars, and I like trains.
Oh, same.
I have to agree
same.
With that.
Bamboo or paper cup?
Can I go for clean canteen? Because
yeah, sure.
That's what I normally do, that I actually bring my bottle.
That is actually even better, because this way you can reuse it.
Yes.
Okay, and last but not least.
What do you prefer to drink usually?
Actually, I drink not too much milk, and if I drink really, I drink a really few milk, but then I have to admit I drink cow milk. So in your choice, I would go for oat milk instead of soya milk. Cool! That was it?
Well, I also have to tell you, I was so glad.
Thank you!
Not yet, but I would like to tell you, I was really glad to see that you didn't choose a scooter. over a bike or walking, because in Munich, scooters everywhere now.
Yes, they are everywhere. I haven't tried them.
Please don't. I also like, I'm so against it. They go on the bike lanes. I'm glad about that. Before we finish that, I would really like to thank you for listening to this podcast. We really appreciate your feedback on our social media channels. And of course, you can get in touch with us if you want to be part of this podcast as a participant. Again, before we leave, thank you, Laura, once again. And good luck with your projects. And I hope you will get inspirations from your passion and your work along this journey and the other projects that you're working on.
Definitely. I'm 100% sure I will be inspired by you and by this year's journey and by my great Transalpine 2020 group. So thanks a lot, Vivian
Mustafa. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Laura.
Thank you. You too. It was a really cool idea with this podcast. Bye.
Bye.
Bye.